Hey everyone, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show where we talk about the Akashic Records, we talk about your life, we talk about your soul's journey and your soul's information, and we also talk about why certain things have happened in your life and try to make some sense out of it. We have a few questions starting out tonight, and I want to send out blessings and love to Lucida. And for those animal lovers out there, we want to send lots of light around Lucida and send prayers to Joey. And we just want her to know how much she's loved, not only by the universe, but by Joey. And sometimes when we lose a pet, there is no answer. We can't find an answer within our heart because we're too full of grief, because we don't understand why it is, why they had to leave. And I'm not a medium. This is work with the Akasha is not a medium's work. So an animal communicator would probably be better for you to talk to, Lucida. But I will tell you that no one leaves the planet who is not complete. And that's hard for us to know and believe. I know it was hard for when I lost my Katie cat and my Alley cat. They when they left, it was hard for me, and or the other animals that I've lost in my life. But I want you to know how deeply loved you are, and what's important for you to know is that Joey really gave you a sense of what unconditional love is. And you had a real experience of unconditional love with him. And that is something you can hold in your heart forever, of that experience. And it's also important for you to know that Joey will be back in maybe another form, but he will come back to you. I am receiving that from the record. And it's really important that you open your heart and love him for the time that you had him with you, and keep him in your heart, and know that you're always being held in love. And I love you. I think you're a great lady, and you're doing wonderful work, and that should continue. So folks, that's one of the things that we just wanted to send our blessings to Lucida, Lucita, for her law. Anyway, I need to go on now, and I know that if you're listening, Lucita, you will find benefit from this program. Hello, I have a caller. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Milena calling from Canada.
Milena?
Yes.
Hi, Milena.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, I'm just calling to see if you can give me a Akasha's reading.
Well, I the readings that we do are based 100% on your question. And can you speak up a little
question.
Bit? I can hardly
okay.
hear you.
Actually, my question would be if you can give me some information on my situation, which is I had a car accident about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I am dealing with the insurance right now.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you can tell me what the outcome is going to be.
Well, Melina, can you speak up a little bit louder? Are you
yes.
on a speakerphone?
No.
Okay, if you can just put your voice a little bit closer to the speaker, that would be great. Okay, so right now you're dealing with the insurance company, and what are the issues?
I had a car accident, like actually two car accidents in about 3 months apart 2 years ago. And I got hurt, and in a process of my rehabilitation, I lost my job. And right now, last month, I went to a lot of insurance assessments. It's basically to see when we're going to finish, like, dealing with each other, if the offer is going to come soon from the insurance company, and if you can let me know if it's going to be a big offer or...
Well, I don't consider myself a psychic, but I've got to tell you, the record keepers are encouraging you. You know, don't start spending money yet, but you're going to be very happy with the settlement.
I'm sorry, it is a really bad connection. I can hardly hear you. Also,
yeah, what they said is, they said don't start spending the money yet. But it's going to be a really good settlement.
Okay. Okay. That's good to hear.
Yes. And it's really going to be important for you to be sure and let them know how much work you've lost because of your injuries.
Okay.
Do you have an attorney?
Yes, it's just because, I had a really good job. Like, I worked in the casino, and I had a really good job. It was a good pay, and right now, I cannot go back to that work. I cannot do that work anymore because of my injuries.
And have you calculated how much you've lost?
I'm sorry?
Have you added up how much you've lost in work since
the
accident?
No, I did not yet, no.
What?
No.
Well, what's
not
the basis
yet.
Of your claim?
I'm sorry?
I can't hear you. What I'm saying is the way to... your attorney should have added up all of your wages as for the basis of your claim.
Yeah, I hope that that's what he's going to do. I didn't do it yet, but yeah, I do have an attorney... that he's supposed to take care of all that, but I'll do
but
it on my own.
No. What they're saying is you have to double check, and you have to make sure that he is asking for enough money.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Don't wait for it to happen to you. You have to take control of your life.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Can you also let me know if I'm going to be moving from the place where I'm living right now?
Well, again, I don't necessarily do futures. And the Akashic Records have many different choices in them. So it depends on what your choices are. With the Akashic Records, it's not a psychic reading. Because they're based on your choices today. Well, your choice of whether or not you want to move is based on how much money you receive.
Okay. Yeah, because I do want to move, though.
Right. And so if you want to move, you should move if you can afford it.
Okay. Not right now.
It's not about... what's really important, Melina, is those kinds of questions of should I move or will I move are really more have to come from your heart and your gut about what you want. Don't give anybody else that your power of telling you what to do.
Even the psychics?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because it's not a psychic decision. It's your decision.
Okay.
It's your decision of what's in your heart. In other words, like, if a psychic tells you to do something and you don't feel it's right, you should not do it.
Okay.
You know, because you don't ever want to give your power away to anyone. You want to be able to run your own life. Part of what the reason why you had these accidents right now is because you've been giving up your power too much, and you need to take back your own personal power.
Okay.
And part of that has to do with dealing with the attorney.
Okay, yeah. You're so right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's really important that you understand that moving into a place of strength of what you want, not what somebody's going to give you or what they think you deserve. It's what you want in your life. You need to go out and create that.
Okay.
Don't allow yourself to be a victim anymore.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, yes. Okay.
I hope you keep listening.
I'm sorry?
I said I hope you keep listening to the show.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you very much for the information.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll For sure, I'll give more thought to that, what you just told me.
Yes, please do. You've got a lot of talent. You've got a lot of internal knowing within you.
Okay.
And it's time for you to step forward.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, very well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay, have a good night.
Good night. Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry we didn't have a good connection there, ladies and gentlemen, but one of the things that's important to understand, when it comes to psychic readings, and I'm not saying, what I do with the Akashic Records and a psychic reading are really different, because I'm not saying there's anything wrong with psychic readings, but what I am saying is, no matter who you're talking to, you need to be able to have your own identity. You cannot give your power away to someone else and give them the power to tell you what the outcome of your life will be. You have to be able to ask about why certain things have happened in your life so that you can make choices around that so that you no longer have to be a victim. And when you make choices on your life, you can shift your life into the way you want it. It's very important that you as individuals not rely on anybody else's information to tell you what to do but you. Oh, we have another caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
It's Donna, but how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wonderful. I sent you my information to your email.
Yeah. Do you like to be called Pat?
Trish.
Okay, Trish. Okay. And see, just, ladies and gentlemen, what Trish did is she sent me her current legal name, and she's about to give me a question. I don't know what she's going to ask me, but at least I have her current legal name so that when we're asking these questions through records, we're going to get to the right area. So, Trish, what would you like to know?
I just have a number of things happening in the next 3 months, and I'm not really sure, I guess, where to focus. One of them is that I have to move unexpectedly, and I haven't been able to find the right home.
Okay. Are you buying or renting?
I'm currently renting, and I'm looking to buy.
And are you going to be buying in where you were born?
No.
Do you mind sharing what city are you living in now?
Sure, I live in the Boston area.
Okay. So you're looking to purchase, is that correct?
Yes.
And are you near Somerville?
No.
I'm sorry, but that name still keeps coming to me. So I don't know what that says, or if that's even close to where you would be. But that name keeps coming.
Okay.
But as far as, are you asking where you should look?
I guess what I'm asking is, so I just moved 2 months ago, and now I have to move again, and I still haven't found the place that I would purchase, and I'm wondering when that might happen.
Well, again, that's future. Is it really? Have you decided in your heart what you want?
Yes.
Have you written it down?
Yes.
And so you really understand all the different aspects of it?
Uh-huh. In fact, I have really narrowed my search in the last, year. I used to be all over the board, and now I'm very focused.
Okay. So let me just ask a question silently for you with your name here. So, are you going to? What I'm hearing is that you may be doing some work out of your home. Does that make sense to you?
I currently do work 2 days a week from my home.
Yeah, and so the idea here is that will actually continue. But the home you're looking for actually hasn't come on the market yet.
Okay.
And you're working with a realtor, are you?
Yes.
Have you physically given them the list of what you want?
Yes.
Well, again, I don't necessarily do futures, but the idea here is that what they're saying is that the home you want hasn't come up with what you want. It hasn't come on the market yet. And you have to be able to decide where, oh, I understand. They're saying you have to make a choice or consider, it's really more about considering, where you would want to, what's the farthest point that you would be willing to drive to get to work and do a radius like that.
Right. And so I've kind of done that, and I, you know, was searching in multiple places, and now I've kind of focused on, you know, a couple towns within that radius.
Okay. Well, then you just have to wait for this house to come on the market. The timing's not right yet.
Okay. That was the main question I had. I guess my other question was, is there something that the records are saying that I should pay attention to, regardless of real estate?
Regarding the real estate?
No, forgetting the real estate. You know, sometimes I'm just wondering if there's a message that they show that I should be aware of.
Well, what I'm hearing is that I don't know what this means. So, but they're saying that you are going to be expanding your client base. Do you work with clients or what?
No, not at all.
Who does your company work with clients, and that's who you work with?
Yeah, but I'm not directly impacted by the number of clients that they have.
Well, you will be.
Okay.
I don't know how. I don't know why. That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
So the idea here is that, or it could. I don't know what they're meaning. And many times when that comes up, especially since it's again, not necessarily future, but something you should be considering, even if you have no reference for it, you just kind of keep an eye out for it and see how it works.
Okay.
There has definitely having to do with something within your business. See, when you ask a general question like that, it's so unspecific that whatever shows up, shows up. So the more specific the question, the better the answer.
Okay. My main question was about the real estate. I don't anticipate any changes in my career, but that's an interesting observation that you picked up. If it's related to career, is it with the existing job or a new job?
They're saying an additional job.
Oh, an additional job.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't planning on working any harder, but so that's interesting.
Well, again, you may find someone may make you an offer you don't want to refuse.
Right. yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
And then my last question was just about, I've been having a disagreement with a friend, and I was just curious if there was any way to try to resolve it.
Male or female?
Female.
Well, first of all, you have to put yourself in this person's place.
Okay.
Because something's going on with, again, I can't get into somebody else's stuff, and I don't even have her name. But there's something that's going on that you're not seeing. There's a compassion that somehow is not being addressed.
Okay.
And so the idea here is that it's really going to be important for you to look at where your responsibility is within the disagreement,
mm-hmm.
and put yourself in her place as to, if it were you, how would you feel?
Okay.
And take away any judgment, but just observe it.
Okay.
In other words, it really has to do with taking a looking at it from a higher level of observation around the interaction between the two of you.
Okay. Well, currently there's no interaction, so that's not a problem.
No, with the interaction that created the problem.
Right.
That's what you need. You need to look at what interaction was there that created the problem. And then you have to make a decision of, do you really want her to be your friend again?
Right.
And if not, then just leave sleeping with dogs lie.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And have you heard the show before?
I have.
Great. Well, I hope you continue listening.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's interesting, folks. I love it when you call in. And I want to give you those numbers for somebody who is not on the website and doesn't have the numbers. But it's also important when you're calling in, the more specific your question, the better the answer. And the numbers to call in are 888-815-9756. That's worldwide. Or 530-876-9916. So that's what you want to do. You want to, or 530-876-3222. So give a call. The 888 number is toll free worldwide. And again, if you would like to send your information to me, so I have your current legal name in front of me, you can send it to info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom. So that's what you want it to do. You want it to just want to be able to email your information and your current legal name, and I will be and then call in with your question. That'll be great. Okay. All right. Okay. So, what are we talking about this evening? I think what's important is we want to talk about memory. And it's very important that you document the memories of what makes you happy in your life. You know, one of the things that people have said is that no one can, as long as you have a memory, nobody can take it away. And to a certain extent, that's true. But for those people who have memory disorders, if they would have kept the journal, then somebody could have read their memories back to them. Even if the people that they loved weren't around to help them reminisce. So if you are having a wonderful time and if there's something really spectacular or something special you want to remember, it's going to be important for you to journal it and write down every delicious detail so that no one can ever take your memories from you. And even if there's something sad, it's really, you know, that's up to you if you want to write down about sad memories. Me, I think I just want to remember the happy memory. So that's something you may want to consider doing, especially in this day and age when sometimes memories can be lost. So just want to make that comment. Journals are so important for you to write down how you feel about things. The piece of paper and you and the pen can become the best of friends, and it's a way of working out what you're feeling, what you know, what you want to know. It's really going to be important for you to look at your life, and by doing that and by journaling, it's a great way of keeping up with your patterns and keeping up with what's happening in your life. So, yeah. Alrighty. Well, I think we're going to talk about business for a moment. And we're going to talk about how business is run. And if anybody's out there who is is either starting a business or has employees, let's talk first about starting a business. What's going to be important for you if this is happening is you really need to just write down all the things, even if you're not sure what business to start, you need to write down all the things that you enjoy doing. And it's more than just being with people. It's more than just helping people. You have to really become clear about what it is that you want to do with your life. And then what's going to be very important also is to get really quiet and allow yourself to imagine what it would feel like to get paid doing what you love. And then write those feelings down. And then it's also going to be important for you to write all the possibilities that you see in creating your business. So whether it's a yoga studio or a massage business, you know, massage therapy, or if you're an astrologer, or if you want to open a bookstore, the idea is no matter what it is, there are always things that you can tie into that create an offshoot of business. So what you want to do is kind of put your business in the center of a circle that you want to create. And then from that center of the circle, just draw lines of what the offshoots of that business could be. Classes, books, tapes, a variety of different things, products, and then what kind of products. So what you want to do is really brainstorm. What we just described was mind mapping a bit. But once you figure out what it is you want to do, you have to create a business plan. And the business plan that's so important to do it spiritually, it's really about where do you feel your service is going to be and how much money do you want to make. So it would be so important for you to just imagine earning the amount of money you want to earn and then imagine doing your service to receive that money because everything is balanced. And so one of the things that I help people do is help them understand what it is they truly want to do in their life and then help them create a business plan. So if somebody is out there now that would like to create a business but you're not sure what it is, or you do have a business in mind and you're not sure what to do, give a call and we will work with you right here on the phone right now. And you can call 888-815-9756. That's toll-free worldwide. Or you can dial 530-876-3222 or 530-876-9916. So if you're looking to create a business and you're curious about how to promote it and you're curious about how to set up that business plan and you're not sure, let's say, what rent to pay or who your audience is or how to set it up so that you get business, how to promote it and identify your audience, do call because the record keepers can help you definitely with that. That's one way that the record keepers can definitely help you. I do business coaching all the time. And if you'd like to call me privately, you certainly can. My telephone number is 216-691-1233. And that is, I'm in Ohio. I'm in Eastern time zone. But you can call that line 24/7 and leave a message and I'll get that message. But again, one of the things that we're looking at with this economy is there's many people who want to start their business, and they don't know exactly where to start or what to do. And the first thing that they have to do is figure out what they want to do, and then you have to figure out how much is it going to cost to start that business. Because you want to be able, if you have money in savings, you don't want to waste the money. You want to be really, really very clear about how much you should pay for certain things, whether it's printing or rent or utilities or promotions. That's all a part of your business plan. And so you really want to start considering what your projected income is going to be. You want to be able to talk about who your clientele would be. And you want to talk about how to get your message out to people, how you're going to brand yourself. And so, again, if that's something that, if there's somebody out there that would like to talk about starting their own business, please give a call and let's talk. Now, again, you can call me privately at 216-691-1233, or you can email me. And you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So, one of the things that I have found with putting together a business plan is creating a mission statement of who I am and what I want to do. And a mission statement is doesn't need to be very long, just, you know, a paragraph or a few lines. But it boils down, it really, really brings it forward, what you want your mission for yourself and your business to be. And from that mission statement, you can then expand what your service base is and what you want to offer people. So in your heart of hearts, if you could be or do anything it is that you want to do, what would it be? And who would you serve? And now imagine what it would be like to actually get paid for doing what you love. Really go there right now. Move into that feeling of doing the service or whatever it is that you want to do, to doing what you love to make that money. Imagine receiving a check from a client. Imagine how you feel about that. Hello? Somebody's calling. Yes, hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Nathaniel calling from California. I wanted to see if you see any Akashic records for me or anything.
Okay, Nathaniel. Now, have you been listening to the show right now?
Yes, I have.
Are you starting a business?
You know, I'm kind of going into some remodeling right now, but I may be getting out of it and doing in some music or some writing or something.
Okay, so what you're asking is, I guess, did you want the record keepers to help you create a business, or what exactly? The more specific the questions, the better the answer, honey.
You know, that would be great if they could do something like that.
Well, what business would you like to create?
Possibly a music business.
Is that a composing, or is it, or what kind of music business is it?
I don't know.
What do you love most about working with music?
I guess just the sensation, the relaxation, and that kind of thing.
Do you like playing an instrument?
Yeah.
Which instrument is that?
Either guitar or drums or, you know, bass, possibly keyboards.
But do you already play them now, or do you need to learn it?
I play them.
Okay, great. And so do you compose music also?
I haven't been doing it really a lot. I'm really in a big remodeling project where I'm trying to sell the house here, and I think someone saw another house. They see me moving into another house.
Well, you're asking me, do the records show if you're moving into another house?
Yes.
Again, the records, there's many possibilities and probabilities within the records, so it's not about what is absolute.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea here is that what you want to do is you want to look and ask about creating this music business of composing or just playing music.
You know, I'm not sure. I'm kind of changed my mind a lot. I don't know. I'm a five, so I go around the full circle, kind of.
What does your heart say right now?
That it's going to happen somehow.
No, I mean, say, well, but you have to kind of help me. Here, the thing is the, again, the more specific the question, the better the answer. So when it comes to the music business, do you want to create a business of you as a performer or a composer, or what part of the music business do you want to create?
Both.
As a performer and a composer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So, so you already know how to play the guitar, the keyboards, and the bass.
And the drums.
And the drums.
Favorite.
Okay. And what kind of music do you like to play?
All kinds, really. You know, rock and roll, jazz, some, you know, relaxation kind of music. All kinds of, you know, like yoga music or something like that, or... There's so many different kinds, really.
Right, and so what's going to be important is for you to find what your niche market is. Where do you feel the most comfortable in creating music around?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you that question. Which do you like the best right now?
I kind of like you know, maybe performers like the Yes or something. That's kind of an older group, but there's. You know, I really don't like some of the, you know, I know there's a lot of listeners, but I don't know, there's different music, so.
No, it has to do with you, Nathaniel. Do you
yeah.
want to create meditation music? Do you want to create, what do you want to create?
I don't know. I got to call in. I'm not sure. I know you.
Oh, no, see, honey, this is what it is. It's like, it's not about you not, well, let's work together here. In other words, like, if you had a choice between jazz and rock, which one would you like to choose?
You know, I'd kind of like to do some kind of a fusion, maybe like, you know, something like the band Yes did.
Okay, I'm not familiar, but that's okay.
Yeah. You know, Roundabout, you don't remember any of that?
No.
Okay.
But that doesn't make any difference. It has to do with what you want to do. So the idea here is...
You are just asking me questions, then.
Right, I'm asking you questions, and because what happens is that when you get the answer to the questions, then we can go to the records for the answer. So what happens here, what's going on, it's not about the record keepers telling you what to do. It's about the record keepers helping you with your soul information to decide what you want to do from the depths of your soul.
Oh, well, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What did they ask, records say that I did come here for.
Okay. Nathaniel, what's your last name?
Sinclair.
Okay. Well, first of all, what the record keepers are saying is one of your themes of life, okay, was to really move in and around working with people from a point of view of learning. And it was not just you learning from them, but it was also you teaching them. And it wasn't necessarily teaching them a subject. It was more about teaching them by the way you live. So what's important for you to know, Nathaniel, is people observe you all the time, and they notice your reactions to life. And so it's your reactions to life that people observe, and some want to be like you and some don't. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So the idea here is that your next step to move into what it is that you truly want. And again, you had some things in common with that young lady that called earlier, that it's really about you deciding who you are and what you want in your life, and not allow anyone to tell you what to do anymore.
So there would be no more psychic readings at all from anyone, or?
Well, it's not. The idea here is that how have you fared so far with psychic reading? When people told you what to do and you did it, did it work out? Okay.
There's been some really good ones, but they all see it in kind of a, you know, I don't know. in a kind of a hazy kind of a, you know.
Right. I mean, have you gotten a lot of good information that has come true?
You know, actually, I've gotten some really information that hasn't come true.
That hasn't come true, right. So the idea here is it's about your free will choice. It's about what you truly want to do. It's not about listening to what somebody's going to tell you what to do.
Then you're a sheep, you know, then you're a sheep when you always you have to go to listen, ask someone else.
Right. And many of us, many times, that's what we need. We need some guidance about things, but to totally rely on somebody else.
I kind of go to the church sometimes, too,
good.
And there's really unorthodox kind of people there, and there's really not a lot of people, and they're really wanting people to kind of come, but I'm not sure if I want to go with more people or if you really need to go, or, you know.
I didn't hear the first part of that comment. Could you start it again?
You know, there's different churches, and I'm not sure which one I should go to. You know, there's other smaller ones, and they kind of want you all to go, you know, but
yeah.
I'm not sure if you need to go to church. Would you recommend to do that, or?
I recommend that you go to a place of worship that makes you feel good.
Yeah, because a lot of times they'll tell you what to do, too, a lot of times or something.
Right,
you know?
And the idea here is that the way you worship your divine power or your creative source has to be, you know, it's a personal thing. And going to...
It really doesn't matter if you have to go to a public place.
Not at all.
What they took out in the Bible, I guess, a long time ago or some time ago, that is, you really don't have to go to a church or anything.
That's true.
It's a celebration.
That's right.
Within you.
That's right.
And that's kind of it's kind of a big insight for me today, because I think I'm actually, by talking to you, I've really kind of untwisted some of the other mind chatter from other people, you know.
Good. Yeah, see, that's the point. The point is that your soul is a wealth of information, and your soul speaks to you through the feelings that you have in your body and your heart. And when something feels good, you want to do more of it. But if something feels constrictive and you don't want to, and you feel resistance to it, then you need to stop doing it. Because it's not about, it's about, that doesn't feel good, so don't do it. And the reason you don't want to do it is because it's not making your heart sing. And the whole point of creation is about being in the flow with your divine source. And when you're in the flow with your divine source, you feel aligned, focused, and good. It's not about feeling fearful, and it's not about feeling doubtful. It's about feeling just focused and confident, because you know that whatever you're doing helps you feel aligned and good. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And so it's really not about anybody else's opinion of what's good for you, Nathaniel. It's only about what you think is good for you, based on what your heart tells you to do, what you want to do. You have to decide. So whatever music makes your heart sing is the music you should play, because you'll give the most feeling into that music. And when you give the most feeling into that music, it will attract others, because they will recognize your passion and your love that you're feeling. And love always attracts love.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
All right, good night.
Good night. And so... That's an important piece here, ladies and gentlemen. It's really about getting clear about who you are and what you truly want. And again, I'm not putting psychics down. Definitely not. You know, everybody likes a good psychic reading now and then. But it's no longer appropriate for you to live your life only on other people's opinions. You're better than that. And no one knows you better than you. No one knows what your heart says better than you. And you know yourself if you're living up to your potential. You know yourself whether or not you feel good about you. You know yourself if you're doing all that you can do to create the life you truly want. And if for some reason you're not, that's no reason to beat yourself up. It's just an awareness that says you want to shift your thinking or your behavior. You have so much to give and so much light to share. And it's really going to be important that you share it with others. It's like what we were telling Nathaniel, that when you play the music that makes your heart sing, then that tone, that note, that sound moves out. That vibration moves out and attracts others. So that all of a sudden you have others also in your field that love what they do and also want what you have. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. So whether it's massage work or yoga or music or writing or whatever it is your business is a point of passion, a point of doing what you truly love and allowing people to understand and experience that passion and that joy. Even accounting, you know, it doesn't make any difference what the business is. If you enjoy what you're doing and you love what you're doing, it shows that everybody will know it. I love doing working with the Akasha. This is my life's work. I can't imagine my life without working with the Akashic Records. And it's my intention to help those people who come to me and those people who listen to this program take responsibility for their own life and their own choices. The record keepers will truly never tell you what to do. They'll give you suggestions on what will help you create the decisions that will help you create your life. They'll give you all the information you need so that you make the decision. Because it's not about psychic futures. It's not about this will definitely happen to you, because you're a magnificent, huge, wonderful being that has a multitude of different types of choices. And what's true today may not be true tomorrow. And depending on where you are on the chessboard, where you've moved yourself, new choices and opportunities are going to open up to you. But the way you choose your choices, the way you choose your opportunities, is what feels good. What feels right. What do you know in your heart is workable? Now, does that mean you ever feel a little apprehensive or afraid that you can't do it? Yeah, sometimes. But that's not as strong as that knowing that you can do this. There's always a knowing deep in your heart that you can accomplish something. And so what you need to do is start accomplishing something small if you're trying to build up an accomplishment muscle. It's about trusting yourself. We talked about that last week. But knowing yourself is all about trusting yourself. And it's all about doing what you love so that you can feel good about you. This might sound like a broken record, but I tell you, it works. It absolutely works. Now, just to change the subject a little bit, I'm actually putting up a teleconference call for people. We're going to talk about prosperity in the Akasha, and I would like, for anybody who would like to sign up for that, let me get the dates for you. The dates for the teleconference will begin on June 2nd, and it's going to be, it's $27, and it's from 7 to 9 on Eastern, I mean, excuse me, in Pacific time. And, excuse me, I'm wrong. It's 7 to 9 Eastern, and the Pacific one will be also 7 to 9 Pacific time. So It's going to be 7 to 9 Eastern, and then again we'll do another session, which will be 7 to 9 Pacific, which will be a different time. So if you're curious about the information on this particular one-night event for 2 hours, we're going to be talking about prosperity with the Akasha, through the Akasha. I can give you the email through PayPal. So if this is of interest to you, I want you to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. And that teleconference is going to be on June 2nd, Tuesday, in the evening. And it's going to be after work, so you should be able to make it. So 7 to 9 Eastern, 79 Pacific. So if you miss the Eastern, you can always tune into the Pacific. And we're going to be talking about discovering your hidden talents, releasing any blocks to success. We're going to talk about the concepts of the masters, the millionaires, and the achievers. We're going to pack a lot of information in 2 hours. And then after that, we're going to be doing a regular series of once a week. And we're going to be doing that for 6 weeks. So if you want to just sign up for the one class, that's great. And again, it's June 2nd. So email me if you are interested and would like more information on that. So that's for those people who are wanting to know more about prosperity. And we're almost getting close to the time for our show to close. One of the things that I think is important as we move forward today is that it's going to be important for you to look at your life as if you were a flower garden. And notice which flowers are long-lasting and which ones have withered and died. And the reason that's important is because just because a flower plant dies doesn't mean it's no longer. It moves into the ground and becomes dormant. It just looks like it dies. But there's always new bloom. So there's always new choices. There's always new opportunities. And there's always new momentum. So what you want to look at in these wonderful times that we have, we can call them challenging, but the reality is let's start looking at them as a gift, is where is your next challenge? Where do you want to see your life go? What do you want to do? And now that you have time, what can you do with it? How can you get creative in your life tonight? And be sure and email me your list if you want some help with that. I'll be glad to email you my information of how I do life and business coaching. You'd be happy to send you out information about the program and the curriculum on that. And if you're having trouble with your employees, by the way, the Akashic Records can definitely help you in that aspect. They can help you understand what your employees need from you. They can help you understand how to do better marketing. They can help you understand how to do better branding. They can help you in a variety of different business levels. So call me and we'll talk about what's good for you. Well, tonight we're going to close the show. I'm going to send out blessings to everyone. We're in a new moon. Are we in? I think we're in Mercury retrograde right now. I never can understand when they are, but I think a friend of mine said we're in Mercury retrograde. So watch your communications. Sometimes they get a little backwards. Be sure, since we're in Mercury retrograde, you may want to consider not buying that car, not buying those appliances or anything electrical. And just be aware that sometimes people will say one thing and mean another, or you're supposed to meet them one place and you just don't know, the signals get crossed. That's all part of Mercury retrograde. Not that I'm an astrologer, but I'm just sharing with you what I know from my friends. So, gosh, I hope you have a great week. It's really been a pleasure. I love when you guys call in. Next week, I'm told we're going to have a bunch of lines. There'll be plenty of room for you to call in. And if you're looking for, you know, a lot of people aren't traveling these days, but for those people who are traveling, you may want to check this website out. And it's got a lot, I mean, you can buy everything from event tickets to, you can even create a bridal registry for honeymoons on it. It's Life Path Travel. That's L-I-F, as in Frank, E, travel, T-R-A-V-E-L.com. So it's www.lifepathtravel.com. And you can get anything you want on that site, from flowers to event tickets to products to real travel. So cruises, group rates, going to China, anything you want is on lifepathtravel.com. It's L-I-F-E-T-R-A-V-E-L, lifepathtravel.com. And they're good folks, and they give you lots of good service. So, okay. Well, we're coming down to the last part of the hour, and it's time for me to say goodnight. I hope you have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. I do this program because I so want you to know how magnificent you are. And next week, we'll talk about the CDs that are available to you again. And so I'm going to close the records of the show. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. With that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the show are now closed. If you'd all join me in saying amen. Have a great week. Remember how divine you are. And remember to tell the people you love them, including yourself. Good night, everybody. Have a great one. This is Donna Fox. Good night.